Checkmade. The Weverka cousins invented a revolutionary plough in 1827 known as the ruchadlo, which cut, lifted and turned soil upside down by means of a curved plate. So why weren't they better known outside of Bohemia? Find out in the latest edition of our Checkmade series.
Build a better mousetrap, and the world will beat a path to your door. So the saying goes. In the early 19th century, two cousins from a small Bohemian village built an immensely better plow, one that not only dug troughs, but tilled the soil and turned it upside down in a single motion, leading to higher crop yields than ever before. And yet, outside of the Czech lands, the names Václav and František Veverka, inventors of the revolutionary plow they called the ruchadlo, are all but unknown, a footnote in farming history. For it is not enough to simply build a better mousetrap. One must also patent, promote, and perhaps seek profit from it, lest someone steal their idea. In this edition of Checkmade, we give the inventive Veverka cousins their historical due. Václav Veverka, born in April 1796, was 3 years his cousin's senior. Václav was a blacksmith and a cottager, and František a somewhat reluctant farmer, having inherited his father's smallholding. Both cousins became widowers as young men, remarried, raised families, grew famous, but died in poverty. In February 1849, Václav, at age 52, and a couple of weeks later, František, at age 49. Long before the Veverka cousins rolled out their plough in the year 1827, František was always tinkering with farming and other tools. A self-taught watchmaker, he was called on to repair timepieces by the villagers, and even milling machines. He also designed a system to literally separate the wheat from the chaff. František had begun working on a new kind of plough that could peel back the soil like a carpenter's plane makes wood shavings. He bent the blade on his old-fashioned plough in various ways until he had nearly achieved that desired effect. He then enlisted the help of Václav, who you will recall was a blacksmith. Together they fashioned curved cylindrical blades capable of cutting through and turning over the soil in one motion. It sounds so simple, even obvious today, but before the ruchadlo came along in 1827, ploughing and tilling the soil was a two-step, laborious process. But while already revolutionary, field testing, quite literally, revealed a design flaw. Every time the plough hit a stone, they needed to back up and redo a part of the trenches, known as furrows. Also, it took a lot of elbow grease to keep the cylindrical blades from veering the plough off to the side. It was Václav who came up with a solution, welding a rudder of sorts to the rear of the plough, among other things. The farmers and villagers from their native Rybitvi were astounded, František Veverka recalled, according to a chronicle whose authorship has been lost to time.
Prvními hodnotiteli nového nářadí byli rolníci z Rybitví.
The first evaluators of the new tool were the peasants from Rybitví. They marveled at the way the plough both cut through soil and flipped it over. The bottom, undrawn layer of soil came to the surface, covering the original top layer with all the weeds and unwanted seedlings. The new plough also cleaned the field. In fact, the hitherto difficult problem of soil fertilization has been solved. In the past, animal manure, a necessary precondition for obtaining a higher yield, was only scattered over the surface of the field and planted at small depths. Much of it dried up and lost its value. However, the new plough pushed it to the desired depth, where it slowly decomposed and provided a breeding ground for microorganisms, which are just as important for the good development of plants as our water and the sun.
In Bohemia, their plow came to be known as the viverka, which, by the way, is the Czech word for squirrel. But the cousins called it the ruchadlo, a word derived from an antiquated Czech verb meaning to disturb something, as their plow certainly did, both to the soil and the status quo. In the village of Rybitvi, František and Václav Viverka have long been honored with a statue to themselves and a monument to their plow itself. But, as noted earlier, they did not patent their invention, nor did they seek to profit from it beyond obtaining a higher yield of crops, and so it was stolen. In 1828, 1 year after the ruchadlo came to light, word of the revolutionary plow and drawings of it were circulating at a trade fair in Prague that drew some 220 exhibitors. František and Václav did not attend. They may not have even been aware of it. A fateful moment, as noted by our anonymous chronicler.
The ruchadlo of the Veverka cousins quickly spread and took root, causing a complete revolution in agricultural production. And it has become easy and welcome prey for foreigners, especially in Germany. The first thief, however, was a native Bohemian. Albeit a German speaker, a Czech Economic Society official named Jan Kainz. He saw a puddle while working in the field, he recognized its value and did not hesitate to make an exact drawing. Then he went to the blacksmith Jan Pechmann to forge the pre-drawn blade and assemble a new plough. Kainz sensed an opportunity to get rich from the looted invention, so he teamed up with Mr. Weiss, the owner of an agricultural machinery factory, and together they launched an advertisement for his plough.
The factory owner Weiss began large-scale production of what he called the Kainzpluch, or Kainz's plough in German, for sale throughout the Kingdom of Bohemia, the Austrian Empire, and beyond. Josef Jaroslav Langer, a Czech patriot from the same region as the Viverka cousins, was a noted poet, journalist, and ethnographic collector. He made his mission to set the historical record straight. In an article titled The Ruchadlo, a New Czech Plough, he wrote,
Nejsou to muži učení a slavní mechanikové. Nejsou to údové hospodářství.
They are not men of learning or famous mechanics. They are not members of economic concerns, as found perhaps in England and France. In the Czech lands, we are usually farmers, and I'm not ashamed to say publicly, farmers around the world cannot keep up with Czech farmers.
Other influential supporters of the Viverka cousins included Ignaz Lechocký, a professor of economics at the Theological Institute in Hradec Králové, and an estate director who pushed the Czech Economic Society to deal with the matter, albeit in secret, as Jan Kainz was an influential member. In January 1835, Professor Lechocký wrote the following expert opinion to the Czech Economic Society.
Veleslavné CK hospodářské společnosti.
The undersigned has the honor to announce that confirmation that on an estate in the region of Pardubice in Rybitví u Bohdanče, two cousins named Veverka actually invented a new plough, which they named the Ruchadlo. This plough has been in general use for several years, and not only in the local landscape, as its advantages are undeniable. The invention thus brought significant benefits to the entire economy. So please, O glorious Czech Economic Society, kindly acknowledge the Veverkas as the inventor of the ruchadlo, and by desire and honest effort, recognize them as worthy of honor to prove that the merits, even if earned by a modest, simple peasant tradesmen, do not go unnoticed and unrewarded.
Alas, it was not to be. That recognition was not forthcoming outside of the Czech lands. Václav and František Veverka died in 1848, 11 days apart, in dire financial straits due to house fires and illnesses. Meanwhile, the F.H. Eckert Company in Berlin produced over 1 million plows over the following decades based on their idea and became known as the best plow maker in the world. It was not until the year 1883 that a definitive report was written with 6 surviving witnesses from Rybitvi, who once again confirmed the plow's true inventors. That year, a monument was unveiled in the region, the ceremony presided over by none other than František Ladislav Rieger, a leader of the Czech National Revival and spokesman of the Ostroslavs in the Imperial Diet.